The Department of Aging examined over 400 cases of financial exploitation. The average loss to a victim was $40,000. The scams ranged from fake lottery tickets to romantic ploys, but the study found the most common way that older adults were conned was by family. Rob Torres is the Secretary of Aging.
Family members, they have a trust relationship. The older adult might be dependent on their support. Exploitation occurs through bank withdrawals, use of debit cards, or writing checks.
After having their assets drained, Torres says many older adults turn to the state for financial help. He's pushing for an update to the Older Adults Protective Services Act. The agency wants more groups added to the list of those that must report elder abuse, including financial scams. Megan Frank, WLVR News.